It's your boy Aura coming in with another podcast, but this time he doing it solo. First time ever, solo. Your boy Aura Mustang coming in with the heat. So, dropping in another fact about my life, I guess. I was a huge fan of Hot Damn I Rock. Growing up, I forgot how I even got put onto this nigga. I think it was Brotherly of Love, when he did the episode between Mario and Luigi. And I think I was watching video on Facebook, and that put me onto him. So I searched him up. I was looking through his video and content. And growing up and like watching him going through his stages and shit, I seen, you know, happiness, flaw, sadness, all that shit that you would see in your hero that would be like, you know, open up your eyes and just like, you know, you're not the only one that can go through these things as perfect as they seem in their life, or you see them making steps towards success in their life. You would think like, you don't have to worry about nothing. There's no, you are, you know, at a step where people, you're an influencer now, my nigga. You're growing. You're becoming something. And watching that, through his stages, like he would talk about like certain situations in the relationship and whatever. And I would take advice, content, or different perspective throughout his content or whatever. And just seeing him going through his phases or whatever is very encouraging for me. For example, like, you know, it just shows growth. It shows, you know, as where you think a person is won't be the same person as tomorrow. Or like seeing how somebody will react or change after they lose a loved one. And this nigga lost loved ones. And it just opened up my eyes on a couple doors. So I want to give a shout out to Hot Damn I Rock. I respect the shit out of you. You kind of remind me of a brother that I lost. And I just want to say, like, on some for real shit, like, I'm one of your fans. And when I say fans, like, I know the difference between what you put out there and what I expect. And what I mean by that, like, wherever you put out there, I fuck with it or I don't fuck with it, but I'd be damned to be one of them niggas in your comment section and be like, oh, you need to do this, you need to change your ways. Never. I don't consider myself a super fan. I just consider someone that I respect and love your content. I don't agree with all your content, nor do I like all your content, but again, I'm not going to be that person to be all in your box or whatever, and you got to move this, you got to do this, or bring back some old shit. This is perspective and point of view that you put out there to show the world, like, I'm guessing, like, who you are or whatever. But I think it's deeper than that. And growth. I don't have the exact word for it, but might be seeing you posting your content is always with a growth of a perspective that I respect the shit out of. So I want to thank you. You actually one of the people that I can say that encouraged me to go down the certain road that I am right now, even when it comes to the podcast and, you know, gaining up my crew and to be able to move like a certain way. So I want to thank you. And I'm doing a reaction off of one of his videos, Girls. He recently just posted this, so you can go check him out on his YouTube page, Hot Damn I Rock. I recommend it. And he keep all his old videos up there to show growth and perspective in his own ways. So I recommend it. He's a respectable guy.
This all started when my stomach was messed up. Remember that? When I was in and out of the hospital for that year. Couldn't eat, couldn't drink, losing weight. Doctors didn't know what was going on. I had a team full of niggas. All went to school 13 years apiece doing this shit. Fuck you mean, nigga. This right here, this is not a reassuring feeling from a medical professional, let me tell you. You talk about angry. I had childhood rage blowing through me all over again. I wanted everything and everyone far, far away. Only thing I cared about was Kiko. And that nigga wasn't shit. I mean,
when you talk about his pain with the anger and trauma and shit, like, I wanted to acknowledge, like, I've been through a similar situation when I couldn't let go of my anger. And I didn't, it was so much anger in me that I didn't realize that I was putting that aura around others. For example, I used to go to this camp, Penn Charter. I used to go to this camp. Every summer they would have a sports camp, and it was a, like another camp that you could do like art, like archery and all that shit, but sports camps focus on sports. And I remember me being around with a bunch of other happy kids that came from a happy home and, you know, enjoying life for what it is, and just seeing summer. I would say the kids that came there, they knew what they were expecting, have a fun time or whatever. For me, I knew this was one chance to be away from my family, away from everybody that I knew. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, like, I can just be myself. But once I was put in an environment that I wasn't used to, nor recognize it for what it was, I was putting that toxic trait onto others. Snapping out at wrong moments when I shouldn't be, or kind of bullying other kids when they fuck up or whatever. And, you know, so I understand where he was coming from on that point of view.
He curled up, fetal position in the living room floor. He come nudging you with his nose. Wake up, nigga. Ain't no food in my bowl. I don't give a shit about what you're going through. Get up and feed me. Then open the door so I can take a big shit in the grass. That was the routine. He would eat, run outside, take a big cow-sized shit in the middle of the lawn, come back in, sit next to me, and lick on his asshole. While I slowly wither away, I would have to listen to the sound of my dog lick his asshole as loud as he could. And that was my life. Then here come the girls. The same girls that you treat like whatever. The same girls that don't mean anything to you, deeper than some pussy, still care about you enough to want to make sure, are you okay? You need anything? Girls crying on the phone, can I just come sit with you? So persistent, annoyingly persistent, to the point where you just give in. Okay, yo, damn, come on. I don't know what we gonna do when you get here. Shorty's is coming over during normal business hours. This brand new to me. Sex definitely off the table. So the only thing left to do now is talk. It was at this point that I slowly began to realize I've been maintaining years of a relationship with people that I couldn't even hold a basic conversation with. And let me clarify something. When I use the word relationship, we're not talking boyfriend, girlfriend. A relationship is the quality of being between a person, place, or thing. Boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, friend, family member, those are titles. The relationship is the quality that you maintain with said titles. Relationship, title.
So, I want to tackle on that what he's talking about. For example, I'm not very close with my family. I don't really keep in contact or the communication amongst the people around me. But the people that are in my circle, there is some type of communication, respect, and love amongst us. And even though I'm not close with my family, I have a couple family members that I am close with. A cousin of mine that we grew up together in a similar situation. So, it's kind of like we understand each other when it comes to like the relationship that we have amongst each other. It's more like, you know, we respect. And I say he would keep in more contact with me than I do with him. But I know it's his growth I want to say that he wouldn't notice my growth, but I don't put in that effort to even, you know, notice if he do or not. I don't give him a benefit of doubt because he check on me more than I do. But for me, I do notice his growth and his, like, ways how he move, and that make me proud as a cousin. Even though we're cousins, I view him as a brother. My sister, my third sister, we had a rocky relationship because of our mindsets. We were 7 years apart. And for the longest time, as the younger brother, I view her as like a kind of an annoyance, a bully or whatever. Like every time it came to conflict or whatever, she would always stop me. But fast forward, after that rocky relationship, we came together because of my niece and because of her daughter. I took a step up in being the uncle that I wish I would have had growing up for my niece. And I've been watching her and taking care of her wherever she needed so my sister can go to work while I have to worry about paying some money to watch my niece or, you know, my niece being at some stranger house. Fuck all that. So I took the step. Our relationship grew. It grew more than it ever did before, and it put a different understanding in our relationship. And for the first time, we was able to have a conversation of, like, you know, not feeling like I'm getting talking down to, or, you know, just on the same level as a respectable adult to another. So that's a very important understanding and knowing. Keeping what is a relationship amongst a title, family, friends, girlfriend, or whatever the fuck, sister, brother, that is a title. That means that you have to keep whatever relationship if it doesn't fit for you. For you, it's best for you to understand what relationship that you have. Just like you can acknowledge not every friendship is beneficial for you. You can't grow with every friend. Like, some friends you had to let go just by you growing and evolving to a better human. I think the same concept should be used on family members. For me, I view it as like I'm worried about myself. For every relationship, you know, they keep it around me that I want to keep around me is the ones that I hold dear to me. And if I don't hold you dear to me, I'm not trying to keep that relationship. I move on. I move how I move. You move how you move. So, for the people that going through this similar situation, I hope this opened up a door of a point of view, mindset, I guess. But we're going to keep on watching the video.
Know the difference. So when these girls would leave, I would sit and reverse engineer the entire relationship, trying to understand, why is this shit just now hitting me? How come I didn't figure this out a long time ago? Well, usually when you tell them to come over, it's already 9, 10 o'clock at night. Drink, smoke, put on some bullshit movie you know you're not paying attention to.
Next Netflix and chill.
Go to sleep, and in the morning, you kick her out. There is no time to talk, because you haven't made any. This shit your fault. This whole shit, your fault. But what legitimate reason?
Now, taking that as a point of view, some people can't relate or understand that situation because it might not happen down exactly as what happened in his life or what he went through. So I want to give another example. Communication, I always done my part on communication, but when it came into like sex, I did it. But into like making love, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand the difference between my lust and making love. I knew about just fucking a bitch. I'm not even gonna say bitch. Fucking another woman. But I didn't know how to make love to another woman. So that came into conflict of back to me thinking in my head, like, what can I do? What can I fix this? And having a friend like Wee Man open up my eyes and just like, you gotta learn how to love yourself before you can love someone else. So you have to go back and recollect yourself on your thoughts and be able to move different, make some progress on yourself, or you're gonna keep running into these problems that you invite into your life. At some point, yes, the world is unfair. I totally get it. But even though for some how this society works, at some point, even though the cards you've been dealt with is not fair, you're gonna have to play with it. You're gonna have to deal with the cards that you got in your hand that is a shitty hand and somehow win the game. So at some point you gotta grow up, I guess, and really tackle these problems on your own, because society don't really give a fuck.
Are you ever pissed at these girls for it? You did this to us.
Accountability.
Coming to that realization had me pacing around the crib like,
oh shit.
The same way that I was discovering, I've been maintaining relationships with people that I had little to nothing in common with. I was also figuring out that I've been dealing with girls that I relate to on a level that I didn't even know existed. Some would even acknowledge, you know, this shit's so sad. This is the first time that we ever just talked.
For me, when I ask my exes, like, what about me that you really enjoyed, that, you know, you dealt with like all my toxic traits or whatever, and I would be told like I'm a good listener. I actually listen into like what they say, and, you know, and actually give feedback or whatever to that situation. Or I've been told like, you know, even though I didn't know how to make love to a woman, I know how to love a woman, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, just to show appreciation to them, let them know like, you know, how important it was to me, or like, you know, just know it's like good qualities of them. They really appreciate that from me. A certain traits that they appreciate that I don't do towards them is, taking credit from them, dehumanizing them, or making them feel like a sex toy or some shit. Like, you know, I've been raised by women, so I never had a trait in me that this wanted to disrespect another woman for no reason. So I always show that respect that I have towards another human being, and that's something that they always enjoy. Three is being open-minded. They would talk about, like, you know, being with somebody, and they would show something that they really into, and, you know, they partner of theirs would kind of shit on their like hobbies or some shit. I'm very open-minded. I'm not going to show your hobbies while I got mine. You know, hopefully we can enjoy our shit together, or at least have that respect to let your partner enjoy their hobbies or some shit. Just be in that environment while judging them. So that was another thing that I experienced.
That shit's so sad. That is so sad. You give your body to me and you got some wet pussy. You just be giving me that shit, and I don't even talk to you? Yo, why? Why? I would flat out ask girls, why do you put up with my shit? Like, I was fucking disgusted with myself. You know what the most popular answer was? Because you don't hit me. Hold up. Because I don't do what to you? Dudes hit you? Nigga, girls will look at me like, girls will look at me the way that I look at them when they say some shit that makes no sense. Do guys hit me? You one of the only dudes, including their fathers, you one of the only guys, never put his hands on. So, you're willing to subject yourself to to the things that I do put you through because it don't get physical? They would say, yeah. In comparison to what I've been through, you a breath of fresh air. Whole time, I was dealing with girls that have been beat up, raped, held at gunpoint, kept against their will. POWs don't even have these types of stories. I had a girl tell me her ex choked her up against the wall until she passed out. That was the only reason he let her go, because he thought he killed her. Girls would say, when I'm around you, I feel safe. That's a big deal to a girl. Feeling safe, that is huge. Never knew how important that was to them. You make me laugh, you cook, you eat my pussy good, you beat the shit out my pussy. You don't talk to me like I'm worthless. You cuddle me at night. I ain't ever been with a nigga that cuddle. And you don't hit me. Yeah, you be putting a bitch out in the morning, but when I'm with you, I know what to expect. The most I ever got to deal with when it comes to you is you fuck other girls and lie about it. Like I'm stupid. Like I don't see hair around the house and plane tickets in the trash. I just don't say nothing. But you know, since we talking, they hit me with that shit. Since we talking, if you would just change a few things about yourself, stop doing the things that you know you're not supposed to be doing, and start doing the things that you know you are, you'd be the perfect nigga. A person ever told you they see perfection in you if you just act right? I had to change, not for them, for myself, because I was the one fucked up this whole time. I was the one creating realities for myself that didn't have to exist. Me. Now my head hurt, stomach still hurt, trying to figure out, what do I do with this information? I had to dig deep. In order to understand, at what point did pussy become so important to me?
I would definitely have to say, actually, damn, when did pussy became a big thing for me? Ever since I watched porn? Or my brother was introduced, like, he always would talk about women and all that shit. And just being around, like, guys and shit, they would always talk about women, you know, their bodies and shit, music, videos. I think that's when I became interested. I was always wanted, like, that one person for myself on some, like, Romeo and Juliet spin, like, I just wanted that somebody for myself, like, I belong to you, you belong to me, on some type shit. But I think that's when I was, like, interested. So ever since I was, like, first introduced to, like, all that environment, I think I was like 9, 8 or whatever the fuck, just be able to realize, like, you know, pussy and shit was in this world, how luxury it is, just from hearing stories about it. He about to go into details with his point of view.
You know the conclusion I came to? High school, 9th grade, cafeteria, lunch table. That shit was like going to jail for the first time. You just got sentenced to 4 years. You don't know nobody. Most of the people you went to middle school with on different lunch shifts, and you standing there, holding a stinky tray of food in your hand, searching. Where do I fit in? Come over here.
High school, such a weird place in the society, the way how it goes. You legit just go with whoever whoever accepts you and allows you to fit in or whatever, to be yourself. A lot of people follow in the trends of being somebody else or following whoever they find popular, want to be in that social group while people be they self. If you happen to be yourself that falls in line with somebody that can admire, you could be in a good position. You can have some hate on you too for being yourself too. But if you had like a different, if you was into a different hobby or whatever that wasn't accepted throughout the majority of your grade or whatever the fuck, or your classmates, that could find your hobby weird or like, you know, waste of time, and you could be judged and bullied for that. So a lot of people would experience, everybody experience at least a part of their time when they either try to fit into a circle they know for a fact they wasn't really down with, or being around friends or whatever the fuck that you know you kind of be yourself around. We all experienced that. We all done it in our own type of way or some shit, or switch up when we're around people.
You don't know why they picked you. You don't know if this shit a trick. All you know is that if you turn down the one that invited you, the pack is going to now look at him, waiting to see what he's going to do in response. Jail. You really in that bitch making jailhouse decisions. So you just go to the table.
Or a businessman decision as well. Some people would pick certain friends just for the spotlight of just like, hey, I know for me personally, I'm just an ordinary nigga. But my friend that's a football player, basketball player, or a singer or some shit, or like he's the coolest nigga in school, have him in my circle and I'd be up there as well in the popularity. Or just least in the circle with a face. That's, like you said, that's a gem move, that's a business move, that's a survival move right there. Yeah.
Luckily, they cool. You can sit with us, but sit at the end of the table. You gotta work your way to the front. Next thing you know, you hanging out with the varsity football team, the upperclassmen. That should just sound cool, the upperclassmen. All these niggas failing, but upperclassmen though. Eventually, you start eavesdropping on the conversations. That's when you hear it. Pussy.
And it's weird to go to school for 12 years, and you know, you're supposed to get good grades and shit, and the most likable and social group out there is niggas that's failing. Niggas and bitches that's failing or some shit. Or not exactly giving a fuck about their grades and shit. But yet they the most likable and popular motherfuckers in school. And everybody want to try to be like them. And, you know, but yet we supposed to be in school and learn. The fact that I sit in a lot on the school, like, setting and shit, like, clearly we have to do a better job when it comes to education.
Pussy. Niggas is talking about pussy like it's the new crack cocaine. I'm listening to stories about niggas getting their dick sucked in the locker room. I'm like, hold up.
Facts.
You getting your dick sucked on school property? I felt like a sucker. I'm coming in this bitch to learn. Niggas is getting their dick sucked. What class I gotta skip?
If it wasn't that going around about the sex talk and shit, even amongst girls, they have their own little sex talks, you know, like who they, you know, secret crush or whatever the fuck. If it wasn't that, there was some exposed video going around of guys exposing women of what they got like ahead back of classroom or some shit, where they fuck some girl in the hallway or whatever the fuck. And you know, a video would come out exposing, that would go around our school and shit, you know, exposing the idea of sex and shit. So that's another thing that kind of influenced kids to be interested in sex, even like music videos and everything. Guys, girls, we all had a part in that.
But deep down inside, the person that I really was, I'm really the fucking the fucking anime table Pokemon card niggas. The motherfuckers playing chess and pulling out comic books and shit. That's who I really was, but I saw how they got treated.
So, I was a likable, laughable nigga, fortunately. I was able to gain friends in each circle here and there. And the ones that I kept close in each little circle, whatever, you know, I was able to bond with them directly over something. Like, for example, like, I could bond with this nigga because we could talk about anything. He wouldn't necessarily be into the hobbies that I was into, like, for example, games, rock, music, or whatever the fuck. But we could have a conversation. He was a chill nigga. He didn't judge me. I didn't judge him. I had friends that was also in my nerdy section that I would hang out with personally, properly, you know, at my house, whatever, playing card games or talk about, like, anime, you know, who's our favorite character and all that shit. I would have a friend that liked to talk about girls, you know. We'd be able to have that conversation to talk about, like, girls, like, what we like, you know, what traits we like, you know, in girls, whatever, who are we interested in. And I would have guys that... more like street boys, I would say. I'm not gonna call them street niggas, but it was more on the streets, moving around, probably fucking around with some drugs or doing some shit to get by, to take care of they needs or their family needs or whatever the fuck, or get into some type of family business. I was able to have friends with different point of views in my circle. I would say I was fortunate enough to be in that position, because it's really good to be around people with different point of views and different perspective of yourself, because that really open up a light or a door for you of just understanding what this world is. We should be comfortable enough to be around people with different, that's different from us. We should be able to coexist.
I was already dealing with that bullshit at home. You think I'm gonna come to school too and get shoved in a locker?
That's another thing. Bullying. The fuck do we bully people for being different? I have experienced bullying myself for being chubby or whatever fuck. I wasn't that skinny guy that was into sports and all that shit. No. No. I was a chucky, jokester, cute, little handsome, little devil. But some people find the opportunity to bully me because I didn't even have the newest clothes and all that shit. That was one thing I was having trouble with. Keeping up with the whole fashion trend. I came from a broke, poor family. I couldn't afford all these Nike shoes and shit, having a new outfit every day, or, you know, get a nice little suit for the prom and shit. I wasn't in that position. So, hand-me-down clothes or, like, clothes that I've been wearing for, like, you know, beginning of the year, I was in that position. So, some people would bully me that my shoes was all fucked up or whatever. They was dog out or whatever the fuck. That I got bullied for that. So,
you think I'm gonna come to school?
So I did try to fit in, you know, spend money that, you know I had to save for, like, other shit, for, like, rainy days or whatever. And I was spending on clothes that, you know, probably last me for a little while, but not long enough, you know what I'm saying?
Do and get my book slapped out my hand every time I walk down the hall, I'd be gonna shot this whole bitch up. No survivors. No courtesy calls. Don't come to school tomorrow. Fuck that, nigga. Casualties. I was an angry teenager, full of rage and vengeance. So to avoid all that, I'm gonna just hang out with these Rockefeller niggas. Cause these niggas get pussy. I chose pussy over Pokemon. You know how much a Pokemon card worth these days? Way more than some pussy hole, I'll tell you that much. Pussy 50% off on OnlyFans. If you act now, today only. If you act right now, you can catch you on them 24-hour pussy flash sales. You ever seen a Charizard? Mint condition? Still in the plastic? 50% off? Them bitches go up in value. Them the niggas I should have been fucking with. Denying myself of the individual that I really was. For what? To hang out with a bunch of people that end up making fun of you anyway? The moment they find out, you still a virgin. Mm. I don't know how it was for you growing up, but to be a guy hanging out with other guys who all getting pussy and you the only one who ain't? Oh no. You got clowned, you got joked, you got laughed at. Yo, what, you scared?
Even by
you
women.
You scared to get you some pussy? And what you do? I ain't scared.
This nigga's scared.
Now it begins. The pressure is on. You gotta go fuck something. That's the way that it's delivered to you, too. You have to go fuck something. You hear that, girls? That becomes the way we see you now. You're not a person no more. You're not an individual with dreams and goals, hopes, feelings, aspirations in life. You something to fuck on. Something for me to stick my dick in so these niggas can shut the fuck up. How'd it make you feel? How does that make you feel, girls? When you find out your virginity to a nigga was nothing more than a three-way phone conversation or a lunch table story over some stale fries and Pepsis.
Something that I can take and relate to this is, I'm not even gonna lie, I like weird girls. I like girls that's unique and different. If you don't fall in the typical line of trending and you have your own passion and goals and shit that fall in the line of being different or something I never heard before, I take hella interest in you. So during high school, I used to be interested in girls that wasn't popular, you know, wasn't well known. And then when like a majority of group that wanted to gossip and be all in your business, they'd be like, oh, who you dating? Who you talking to? And I never want to admit that I was talking to somebody that wasn't popular. I never want to admit that I wasn't dating the prettiest girl in high school. I never want to admit that I had a relationship with somebody that had hobbies or whatever the fuck that was different or considered weird, considered being a nerd or some shit. So that's something I used to do in high school.
How does that make you feel? Then is the one that took your virginity. Now I'm thinking shit sweet. I'm a part of the cool community now. No. You go from being made fun of because you're a virgin to,
but you only fuck one girl though. So.
Welcome to the numbers game. You gotta keep up with the rest
body
of the
count.
I figured out real quick. I'm still at the Pokemon table. But girls are the cards. The top tier bitches, the baddest bitches in school, they the Pikachus. They the Charizards and shit. If you got one of them, they the ones you don't cheat on. Not because you love them, not because you care about them, but because you knew that if you messed up, she was going to be somebody else's. And you'd be back on the bottom with the rest of us. Fucking with these Squirtle, Jigglypuff bitches. Can't have that now, can we? That's the cycle. Through 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade, 4 years of conditioning yourself to fuck as many girls as you can. Not talk to them, not be friends with them, not listen to what they feel. Whatever I gotta do, whatever I gotta say, whatever bare minimum I have to achieve in order for these panties to come off, that's what I'm doing. You being conditioned in school, you being conditioned out of school. I was watching porn. I was watching hella porn. Staying up till 2 in the morning looking at Girls Gone Wild infomercials. Oh, I was on it. Developing a monster that's always hungry and don't ever get full. Eventually, you become the senior. You become the upperclassman. You become the varsity football player. Handing out invites. Come sit with us, yo. doing the same thing to the newcomers that got done to you. Passing down the same poisonous ass game that was poured into your ear. You see how the clock resets? You see how before you know it, you 18 now. And the big pussy door called the world is wide open. You can go to college and fuck bitches. You can go to other states and fuck bitches. You can fly to other countries and fuck bitches. A never-ending supply of bitches coming down the assembly line waiting for you to fuck. And for the average male on a planet floating through an infinite universe, that becomes the only thing that they desire because it's the only thing that they've been conditioned to want for themselves. Fuck bitches, get money. Fuck bitches and get what you think is money. You ain't getting no money, nigga. Jeff Bezos getting money. Elon getting money. You just a nigga with a good job, hoping you still got one tomorrow. This pandemic some shit ain't. But you know, I didn't make this video because I'm trying to change anyone's mind about anything. I'm simply telling you what I've been through. I honestly don't give a fuck what you do, to be quite frank. To be quite frank, white nigga, you changing your mind about any aspect in your life is only going to come from your desire to want to be better than what you are. For nothing or no one except yourself. In my case, that moment came when my stomach was messed up. Never thought it would somehow mystically transform into me giving a shit about what a girl feel, that's for goddamn sure. But this is the situation. And fuck any nigga that don't feel. New music and t-shirts in the description.
Yeah, if you listening to this, you heard what this nigga was speaking, spitting, all that shit, then you can acknowledge there's some gems here. Something to take growth. Or just the perspective of it. Like you say, he was doing this for himself. I can't speak from his point of view, but just me thinking about it from my perspective, even taking the podcast out to this, I did this as a start to show what true friendship is. I did this to show what true relationship was, even amongst friendship. Relationship or whatever the fuck you take it as for. People around me also encourage me that, you know, get my voice out there, become a leader, something that I never found myself. But it took for my niece, when I started thinking of my niece or whatever, what she see me as, what she look, you know, what she admire about me, what traits do she think that she want to take from me to, like, for her own. So taking that into the concepts, I wanted to better myself. I want to be somebody that she can respect and love, you know? So I think that was my growth in point. So check in on this video, well, podcast. Check out Hot Damn I Rock for being the nigga that he is. 100% real, 100% being himself. And that's someone that I want to be around. Someone that's being their self. No lie, no mask. This is who you are. I can't expect nothing else from you because this is what I get. There's nothing else. So I hope this was a gem. I hope this is something that y'all could take from. And I hope I didn't waste y'all time. So come in, support us, check us out. And if y'all got a little funding in your pockets, you know what I'm saying? Send it this way so we can start doing more creative content. Love y'all guys and thank y'all for checking in on us. Peace out.